Well, good morning to each one of you. It's a privilege to be here again today. Trust that the Lord's blessing each one of you in your lives. I feel inspired with the message this morning that I feel like is for someone here, perhaps more than one. Trust that everyone receives a blessing from it today. I'd like to read out of the 14th chapter of Matthew. My message this morning is belief in the midst of the storm.
Yes.
Belief in the midst of the storm. I'd like to start reading at the 22nd verse of the 14th chapter. It said, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away." Now this was taking place right after the miracle of the loaves and the fishes, if you remember. They just had quite a grand occasion on that hillside. The Lord manifested His strength and His power and who He was, the Son of God, with the great miracle that He did. They had just completed that, and this is where this account picks up, where the Lord constrained His disciples to go to the other side in the ship, while he sent the multitudes away. And it said, when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink and cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. So the account starts with Jesus constraining his disciples to go to the other side of the sea in a ship. But he didn't go with them. He sent them to the other side of the sea while he went up into the mountains to pray. I don't know if the disciples asked him, well, Lord, where are you going? Why are you going up into the mountains? Do you want us to be alone out here? I don't know what they thought. Maybe they just took him at his word. But it looked like that the Lord was sending them out to the sea while he separated himself from them. That's what it looked like. And when the disciples got out onto the sea, did they find a real calm sea that the Lord had just sent them out on? No. They went out onto the sea and they found themselves in a very troubled place. The wind was strong, the waves were strong, and the Lord wasn't with them. And I wonder if you have ever been in a place in your life where you have endeavored to do the will of the Lord, where you felt like it was the Lord that sent you to do a certain thing, and yet when you got out there, you realized, hey, I'm in trouble. There's wind, there's waves. And by the way, it was the Lord that sent me out here. I wonder if that crossed their mind. Wasn't it the Lord that sent us out here into this ship? We were planning on going somewhere else, but the Lord constrained us. He encouraged us. He kind of pushed us to get into this ship and go over here. And so we did it because that's what he said we ought to do. And now look where we're at. You ever felt that? Felt like you're trying to do the will of the Lord, and all you're doing is running into some trouble, and you look around and the Lord's not even with you? Or it looks that way. Well, sometimes that happens for us. And you know, the Lord never promised. He never promised a bed of roses in life. And really, this world and the flesh was never designed to accommodate the life of the Christian. It really wasn't. And we have life that the Lord sends us out into life. And our flesh wasn't designed on its own to accommodate the life of the Christian. But the life of a Christian is designed to accommodate and take care of the influences of the world and our flesh. You see, there's a difference between the two. But the message here that we read through is that God is the God of the storm.
That's true.
He is the Lord of the wind and the waves. And He has everything in control. And He has not forsaken us, even though it felt like maybe to the disciples that He wasn't there. He was still the God of the storm. And the verse says, in the fourth watch of the night, and I believe the brother brought this out this morning, the fourth watch of the night, that was in the middle of the night, maybe around 3 o'clock in the morning, when it's the darkest. So here they are out in the darkest part of the night. And Jesus is the one that sent them out there. And it's windy and it's rough. And you don't know what it looks like. Your life might be in danger. And you're starting to question all kinds of things. And it was at that time when it was real dark and it was scary and they didn't know what was going to happen next that they looked out and the Scripture said they saw Him walking on the sea. Well, they were troubled about that. I've never seen anybody walk on the sea. Have you? Never have seen anybody walk on the water. And they were already a little fearful. And now they look out there and here is some spirit out there walking on the water towards them. That might be a little bit scary. Well, the Lord, I think He probably knew that. And He was pretty quick to tell them, look, don't be afraid. It's Me. It's I. Don't be fearful. Well, Peter, any surprise that it was Peter and not John or somebody else, James? No, it was Peter. Peter had this great idea. He said, well, look, if it's really You, what did he think if it really wasn't the Lord, what He was walking to? I hadn't thought about that a whole lot. But he said, if it's You, Lord, if it's really You, why don't You let me come out there and let me walk on the water and I'll have this grand experience tonight in the midst of all of the waves and the wind. Let me come out there and walk towards You. So Jesus was pretty accommodating that night and He said, come on. And so it said Peter climbed out of the ship and into the sea. Well, have you ever thought about the climb from the boat into the water? It said it was a ship. I don't know how big it was. I don't think it was a raft. So I don't know that he could just, you know, curl his foot over the side and test it. See, I wonder if this is how hard this is. I don't know if he had to drop into it, because I don't know how high the top of the ship was. I don't know if they had a ladder. But I wonder what exactly Peter did to get into the water, if he just leapt over the side and expected it to be like he was jumping on pavement. I don't know. But whatever it was, he got over the side of the boat. He got into the water. He found firm ground. And he started walking towards Jesus. Seemed like, this must be the Lord. I'm walking on water. But then what happened? Peter got his eyes off of the Lord. And he started looking around and he saw the wind and he saw the waves. And this did not seem like the place where a human being ought to be standing. Especially when there's a boat right there. And now I'm out here in the water, and there's this wave coming, and it's windy, and he started to sink. Just like most human beings thought would happen if you step out into the water. You're going to sink. And so Peter started to sink. And I've read this, and I wondered this. I have another question. Because I think this is where we live. Do you ever feel like that you're in trouble? The waves are high, the wind is blowing hard, you're fearful, it seems like the Lord's not there. You're trying to do the Lord's will, and yet it just seems like you don't have maybe what it takes to get there. And then you feel like you prayed through. And it seemed like the Lord gave you the strength and the power that you needed. And in fact, you are ready to take the storm on now because you and maybe your private place of prayer, it just, you felt the Lord wash through you and you felt extra strength that you didn't have before. You've been there, right? And then have you been there where you walk out the front door After you felt like the Lord just met you there, and here you started to sink again. You ever been there?
Yes.
And you know what one of the next things that comes to your mind is? Well, I wonder if the Lord ever met me in the first place. I wonder if that was really even the Lord back there. When I was praying and I felt like the Lord met me there, and I thought I had some extra strength and some extra power, and I felt like the Lord gave me victory over this person. I thought the Lord gave me victory over this attitude that I had. I thought the Lord had given me some victory over this fear and this temptation that I had. And now, here I am, and I'm sinking again. Maybe that wasn't even the Lord after all. Maybe the Lord doesn't even know that I'm here. Have you ever been there? I think that is probably a place where we've all been. Maybe at times I have been. Well, Peter got in this place where he started sinking and started getting into trouble, and he cried out again. Cried out again to the Lord. And it said that immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, and it said he caught him, and he said unto him, O thou of little faith, why did you doubt? Why did you doubt after everything that was happening? You got out of the boat. I met you. You were walking on the water. Why did you doubt? Well, the Bible doesn't give us the response that Peter gave the Lord. I don't know if he gave him a response. It doesn't say. But there was a question that Jesus asked him. Why'd you doubt? Well, if I'm Peter and I'm human, I'm thinking, why did I doubt? Lord, did you see the wave that was headed this way? Did you not see what was coming behind you? There's a reason that I was doubting. It's because there was something out there, there was a power that was greater than I was. The storm was still there. And oh, by the way, Lord, I thought that when you told me I could come out onto the water and walk, that you were going to answer the prayer and that the sea was become what was going to be like glass and the storm wasn't going to be there anymore. Don't we think that sometimes, that when we go to the Lord in prayer and we want an answer to prayer, in our mind the answer to prayer is that the storm goes away. Lord, I thought the storm was going to go away. Lord, you said I could come out, and I did, and I got out there on the water, but the storm didn't go away. It was still windy. The waves were still out there. It didn't just all of a sudden calm out and everything was fine. Lord, it was scary out here. Why did I doubt? Because I thought you were going to do something different than what you did. And it looked bigger than I was out here. We feel that sometimes, don't we?
That's true.
This is reality. This is how life is. We face things that are bigger than we are, and the enemy is right there to come in and try to steal away the victory that God had given us a short time before. The enemy doesn't like it when the Lord meets us in our private place. He doesn't like it when we feel His presence and we feel that we've gotten something special from the Lord. The enemy is going to do what he can to get out there and try to take your faith away. But the Lord wants us to keep our eyes on Him and trust Him regardless of what's going on around us. Easier said than done. That's why we need to keep our eyes on the Lord. Because I can't do it on my own. You can't do it on your own. But God can.
Amen.
Listen to the 32nd verse. And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Did you just get what just happened? This is one of the... Well, it's not the shortest sentence in the Bible. It's not the shortest verse in the Bible. But there's quite a bit in that verse. I've read this verse a lot of times and never caught this. Probably because I'm just maybe a little slower than the rest of you. But this tells me that the storm didn't quit until they got back in the boat. That means that Peter had to still walk on the water when the storm was still raging. The Lord didn't pick Peter back up out of the water and then calm the storm all at the same time. He reached down, He picked Peter back up out of the water, and the storm's still going. still going on. And it said, when they got back to the boat, and it doesn't say anything about Peter falling down into the water again or sinking, but they walked back to the boat and the storm's still raging. And this is the thought I want to get a hold of, is that I believe that the Lord many times wants to give us victory in the midst of the storm first.
Yes, He does.
Before He takes the storm away a lot of times. Sometimes we wonder, well, Lord, why don't You take the storm away? And He's up there going, well, why don't You trust Me to take care of you in the storm? Yes. And as soon as you get the victory and believe in Me while the storm's going on, I'll take the storm away. It's not Me that's keeping the storm going, it's You. Not always that way. But sometimes I think that if we just trust and believe a little bit more, the Lord would fulfill the purpose of the storm.
That's true.
God wants us to believe in Him in the midst of the storm. Believe in the midst of the storm.
Yes, He does. Lord, help us.
And then sometimes He'll take that storm away. And then we can look back and have a real special victory. Because not only did He take the storm away, but we can say, and when the waves were rolling and the wind was blowing, I had victory. God gave me strength. I had it in the strength of God. He was out there. He met me there. That's what God wants for us. Well, there's something else I noticed was that on their way back to the boat, I'm not trying to read into it more than what there is, but on the way back to the boat, Peter was closer to the Lord than he was on the way out. And I just want to make sure that in my life, I want to stay close by the Lord. I don't want to wander off away from where the Lord is, find myself sinking because God's not anywhere around. I'm wandering off, I'm looking at other things, I'm getting my eyes off Him. I don't have my arm hooked in His arm. I want to stay real close to the Lord. On the way back to the boat, Peter probably felt a little more comfortable because he might have been hanging on to Jesus. Thought, hey, if we go down, both of us are going down. And I don't think he's going down, so I'm probably going to be okay. And they made it back into the ship. And when they got back into the ship, then it said the storm ceased. Isn't that what it said?
Yeah.
Look, I know that the Lord, He is a God that finds us wherever we are. And a lot of times in His mercy, we have wandered away from Him. And we don't have our arms linked in His. And we get caught up with the things of this life. And we get our eyes off of Him. And the Lord is merciful to come along.
Yes, He is.
And He's merciful to hear our cry. And He's there to reach down His hand and pick us up. When we think that it looks like I'm going to drown this time, the Lord's there to pick us up. Set our feet back on solid ground again. And the Lord is that way. He's good to us like that. But here's the other thing. I think sometimes we get wet unnecessarily. I think sometimes we get wet when we don't need to be getting wet.
That's true.
I think sometimes the Lord would like us to be dry when we climb back in the boat. I think Peter had a wet garment when he got back in the boat, and his testimony could have been a lot different. But it was a consequence of lost faith. And I know a lot of times that we learn in life through our mistakes, right?
That's true.
And we get through it and the Lord shows us some things. But the Lord also wants us, He wants us to gain strength. He wants us to grow in grace as we go through life. And I think that if this would have happened the next evening, the same thing would have happened. So let's say all of this happened. And the next evening, the Lord constrained His disciples to go the other side. And He went up in the mountains and the disciples said, well, here we go again. And they went out there. Here the waves came. Here the wind comes. And they're thinking, I wonder if the Lord's going to come out here tonight. Sure enough, here comes the Spirit again. And nope, don't have to worry about that. That's the Lord this time. And then Peter said, hey, Lord, can I come out and walk to you again? Come on down. I think that if this keeps happening over and over, there comes a time where the Lord would like Peter to be able to walk out on the water to Him and come back and get in the boat without thinking. Now, it might not happen the second time. I hope it doesn't always have to happen the second time for Christians, because that's not how it's worked out in my life. I don't always get the victory the second time. I'm glad of the verse that says, a righteous man falls seven times,
but rises again.
Amen. I want to keep lifting my hand up out of the water and saying, Lord, have mercy on me.
That's true.
I don't want to give in to defeat. I don't want to just finally get to the place where I go, well, I've tried this a whole bunch of times and I always fall. I guess I'll just drown. Why drown when the Lord's still there? Lift your hand up. Cry out for mercy. Ask the Lord to pick you back up. That's why the Lord came. The Lord's willing to be merciful to us time and time and time again. And at the same time, He wants to give us extra strength so that one of these days we can step our foot over into the boat in a particular area of life. We don't get there all at the same time. We might be getting wet in one area of life while we're staying dry in another, and the Lord's working on the wet part. But He wants us to be able to get in the boat sometimes and step in and say, hey, John, check this out. I'm dry. I don't have any water. I don't have to wring the water out of my garments today. I met the temptation that always seems to catch me. And I was able to get through it, and I didn't fall for it. I kept the faith. I kept the strength. Hey, I'm back in the boat again, and I kept the right attitude when that person did me wrong. And the other day I turned the cheek, and if he didn't slap me again when I turned, I was trying to do the right thing, and I was submissive, and if he didn't hit me again. But I kept the right attitude through it all.
Amen.
I stayed dry in it. I didn't lose faith. I didn't sink. Do you know the Lord? That's what He wants. He has that for us. But He wants us to get to the place where we will believe in Him in the midst of the storm. Don't think that the Lord has forsaken you just because the storm's still there. There's a verse that said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree which planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I believe that is how we can get the faith and the trust that we need to have the victory in the midst of the storm. Put yourself where the Lord is on a daily basis. Don't be out there and involve yourself in all of these places. Don't walk and sit and stand and give yourself a life where you're exposing yourself to all these things where the enemy is just stealing away your victory. Acquaint yourself with the Word of the Lord. Invite His Spirit to come in your heart and your life each day. Make it a daily walk. Don't wait till you're sinking to look for the Lord. Find the Lord and put your arm in His.
Amen.
The Lord wants us to have His presence with us always. And don't be discouraged with the storm. You know, sometimes we get in the place where it starts to become all about us. Well, I've been praying for a long time and it's just like things aren't getting any better. And the storm's still there. I don't even know if God's hearing me. And I don't know if He even cares about me. Do you know that it's possible that perhaps, like Peter, He'd like you to take you to a different place before He takes the storm away? There's a lot to be learned in the storm.
Yes, there is.
And as people and as humans, it seems like our primary motivation is just get out of it as fast as we can.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way I am. I'm not a masochist. I don't just enjoy pain. I don't just like it when things are going bad. And yet, a lot of times it's in those places and during those times, that's when the Lord has things to teach us. And the Lord doesn't want us to be discouraged with the storm. He wants us to understand that He might be wanting to take us to a different place before He takes the storm away. Enjoy the walk, or value it. If you don't enjoy it, value it. Get everything out of the journey that the Lord might have for you. Do you remember when the Lord healed the blind man? But before He healed him, He took him somewhere. Where did He take him? Remember? He took him outside of the city. Jesus could have healed the man's eyes right there. He was strong enough to do that. He didn't have to take him outside of the city. But don't you know that that blind man is glad today that when the Lord said, "Hey, here, let's take a walk." And then to the wife, I thought you were the great healer. Just I'd like to take a walk with you. Well, if you can't heal me where I am now, I guess I'll look somewhere else. Don't you know that man's glad he didn't do that? He was willing to be led outside of the city. And when he got outside of the city, the Lord gave him sight back to his eyes. I wonder what they talked about on that walk. You ever wonder what the Lord said to him? I wonder what all went on in that transaction. I have an idea this morning that blind man is so glad he was able to take that walk with Jesus. He wouldn't trade that walk for anything. He's probably really glad that he stayed blind just a little bit longer so that he could take that walk with Jesus. Are you willing to walk with Jesus? Are you willing to get to know Him a little bit and just trust Him? Just have faith in Him. Yes, things aren't going well. But I want to take you somewhere. And then I'll take care of that. But I have something for you. Do you remember the two men that He walked with on that road to Emmaus? Those men were dejected. They were down. It felt like that all their hopes and their dreams had been dashed. The one that they trusted in, he was dead. They crucified Him. He died like every other man. I guess our faith and our hope was based on something that was unfounded. And they were dejected and walking along. And the Lord appeared unto them. And I noticed that the Lord didn't all of a sudden say, "Hey, don't worry, guys, I'm the Lord. I'm the Messiah. I'm not dead, I'm alive." Nope. He walked with them.
That's true.
And He waited until they got to the end of the journey. And He said a lot of things to them. And when they got to the end, when it was His timing, then He opened their eyes. Remember?
Yes.
And what did they say? "Oh, didn't our hearts burn within us?"
Yes.
And as he talked with us and spoke to us, didn't our hearts burn within us? "Oh, I'm so glad we took that walk with Him. Oh, I'm glad we listened to what He had to say. I'm glad we gave Him a listening ear, and when He started talking about the prophets, we didn't just say, 'Yeah, we know all those things, but here's the way it is today. He's dead. He's gone. Hope is lost for us.'" No, they didn't interrupt. They let Him talk. And they listened to Him. And they got something from Him. And they went away different people, and they experienced a burden in their hearts. God wants to take a walk with us. He wants you and He wants me to experience that burn in our hearts too, where we can say, "Oh, that was a trial we were going through, but looking back on, did you feel the same thing I felt? Did you feel something in your heart? Did you feel a power that maybe was greater than you?" And then when we get to the end, the Lord let us know, "That was me. I was here." You know, sometimes the walk is longer than other times. He walked Lazarus all the way to the tomb, didn't He? They said, "Come, Lord, we're in trouble. We need help." But the Lord didn't come, not because He couldn't come. It was because He chose not to come. But when He got there, they were dejected. "Lord, if You'd been here, my brother wouldn't be dead."
Mm-hmm.
Opportunity for salvation's gone now. Opportunity for victory is past. "Lord, the window of opportunity was there for the salvation of my child. Lord, it was, but now it's too late. Look at the spot they're in now." You fill in the blanks. So many times we feel like it's too late. The The window of opportunity is past. God can't answer prayer now because the time for answered prayers is past. No, it isn't. The Lord was 4 days late. He was right on time. He made it there, and He brought a great deliverance that has been an encouragement to all of us, hasn't it? Since that day and that time. Jesus walked a pretty long road Himself, didn't He? Walked all the way to Golgotha.
Yes.
Pretty painful walk. Lonely. Father, where are You? Lord, why have You forsaken Me? Lord had some feelings like we might have sometimes, but had the Father forsaken Him?
No.
The Lord hadn't forsaken Him. And this morning, I want us to be encouraged to be willing to go on that walk with the Lord. That we would believe in the midst of the storm. That we would trust in the midst of the storm. You know, the three Hebrew children walked in the fire. The Lord didn't. It wasn't like they threw them in the fire and as soon as they went through the furnace, the fire disappeared.
No.
The fire was still there. And when all was said and done, they came out of the furnace and they realized, hey, I'm not burned anywhere. That was scary in there. It doesn't say that they never had any doubts while they were in there. It really doesn't touch on that. It seems like that it just, they have perfect faith. They walked into the fire like nobody's business. The Lord was there, met Him, walked around. But they were human beings too. They had a journey that went from the time where they picked Him up and started hauling Him towards the furnace. And the men that were hauling Him started dropping off dead because the heat was so hot. Wonder what kind of what was going through their minds then. But they took the journey all the way into the fire and they walked in the midst of the fire.
Yes.
And the Lord met them there.
Yes.
I wonder if they even saw the Lord in there. Ever wondered that? I always thought they did. I always thought that the Lord was there, but maybe He wasn't. I don't know. He was there. People on the outside were looking at going, what's going on in there? There's four people in there. Nebuchadnezzar had never seen God before, but he knew who He was that day.
Yeah.
That looks like the Son of Man. Well, when did you meet the Son of Man? Well, it just is. And when the three Hebrew children came out, they were unharmed. The Lord wants us to be willing, if it's His will, to go through the fire. If it's His will to take us out onto the water in the midst of the storm, He wants us to be willing to take that walk with Him and trust Him. And yes, there's going to be times when we're going to start to sink. At least that's the way I found it in my life. But He wants us to be willing to cry out too and not give up. Lord, Lord, please have mercy on me. And we serve a God who's willing to reach His hand down and pick us back up. The psalmist says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delighteth in His way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with His hand. I have been young, and now I'm old.
Yes.
Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth. And his seed is blessed. And you know what? That promise and that testimony is to all of us. So this morning, let us be encouraged to have faith and trust in the midst of the storm. And in the Lord's perfect timing, when it's right, He will also on our behalf say, peace be still. I want to be faithful to the Lord this morning. Be encouraged. Amen.